With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A canceled groundbreaking ceremony could be the start of a series of setbacks in the construction of the new Universal Play Park. A snowstorm canceled last week's festivities at the play park's future location beside the skate park at Queen's Place in Liverpool, but it's the pandemic that is wreaking havoc on the construction schedule. Chair of the fundraising committee, Debbie J. Womble, says building the park by spring will be difficult.
Things aren't looking very good from what we're hearing from the companies, you know, with the shipping delays and all of this.
A request for proposals for construction of the play structure has been issued by the Region of Queens. Due to the disruption in supply chains for goods and materials around the world caused by COVID-19, Womble says companies bidding on the project aren't willing to commit to a spring completion date. The fundraising committee originally set a target of $450,000, but after 5 years of effort, they've exceeded that amount and are closing in on $600,000. Womble says even with an increase in the cost of materials since they established their goal, the park will exceed the group's original designs.
Hopefully the pricing isn't too drastic with all the COVID and the shipping and all of that, but we still should be able to put in a park that is significantly more than what we were looking at with a $450,000 budget. So it's exciting.
The good news is the park now has a name. At their last meeting, Region of Queens Council unanimously approved the choice put forward by the fundraising team. Mayor Darlene Norman says council welcomed a name that reflected and honored the diverse cultures in Queens.
The PAC Autism Nova Scotia Society wished it to be named Edely Millie Dunk, which basically means we are playing here. That is a Mi'kmaq name.
Womble is disappointed the snow forced the cancellation of the groundbreaking ceremony, but after years of effort, she is anticipating welcoming the community to the grand opening of the newly christened park in summer.
I envision a big party, you know, with hot dogs and cake and music and a big celebration, and I'm looking forward to that.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.